This is Feba Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Joyful encouragement. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 25 says, "Worry weighs a person down, an encouraging word cheers a person up." Barnabas was the first to be appointed by the Holy Spirit to accompany Paul on his first missionary journey. As Acts chapter 4 verse 36 describes Barnabas, his name was Joseph, a Levite of Cyprian birth, who was also called as Barnabas by the apostles, which translated means son of encouragement. Look at Moses. His journey in the wilderness was not an easy one. The Lord himself was providing delicious manna, heavenly food. Like most of us who are privileged and yet murmur and complain, the Israelites were grumbling. Moses was so anguished and he just cried out to God, and God responded with an encouraging solution. 70 men who could share the responsibility that Moses was entrusted to do. These were examples of receiving godly encouragement from others. In my life, there were times I felt pushed to the corner. Those I expected encouragement from failed me. But God has brought encouraging people in different seasons of life. It's not about mere words, but godly words of affirmation, words that build and edify. A saying goes like this: haters hate because they see you doing better. However, if you are surrounded by godly friends, like the four friends who were determined to take their paralyzed friend to Jesus, to the extent that they even ripped off the roof just to let him in. Looking at the faith of the four, Jesus was moved with compassion. The paralyzed man experienced healing and deliverance both physically and spiritually. Now, what about encouraging others? While we seek encouragement from others, it's integral for us to be encouraging of others too. It's so easy for us to find fault, be critical, or even ignore moments of encouraging someone. In conclusion today, I would like to remind you that while it's important to seek encouragement from the people around us, it's also important for us to encourage others. Are you willing to be somebody's Barnabas today? Let me just say a word of prayer for you quickly. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that there are times when we felt low. There are times we were looking for encouragement and we may not have found it. But in the midst of that, you are reminding us that you are there with us. We are not alone in our journey. And you bring people at the right time, at the right space. There are times we fail to recognize that. Help us to acknowledge and thank them for their encouraging words or actions. Meanwhile, help us also to be encouragers and encourage people around us to do good. Help us to say words of edification. Help us to affirm to them the kind deeds that they have done for us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.